Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Life After Deportation. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. More than 100,000 people were deported in the U.S. last year. And while border states by far saw the largest share of removals, it's happening on a smaller scale here. 1,000 people in Ohio and Michigan were detained or deported last year. A new book hopes to shed light on what happens after they leave the state. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Ibrahim Maketa says Ohio felt like home from the start. He first came to the U.S. in 1990, fleeing from persecution in Mali. In the three decades following, Keita built a life he's proud of in Cincinnati. He met his wife, had two kids. With his job at a local hospital, they bought a house, took weekly trips to the mall, even bought a Cadillac.
Everything just opened for me.
Keita was applying for asylum. He missed one of his court hearings, waiting for his attorney to arrive. And as a result, in 2018, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested Keita at his home.
I lose everything, everything. I mean, American dream, you know. I want to buy a house for you and my kid, you know, for a better life, you know. Now, it's a worse life now. For now, my kid's suffering now.
He was detained for a year, then deported to Mali.
You can be eligible for both a green card and for deportation simultaneously. And that fact in and of itself is reflective of how broken our system is.
Suma Seti is a policy analyst with the Center for Law and Social Policy. And she worked with the Ohio Immigrant Alliance to co-author the book Broken Hope, Deportation and the Road Home. Together, they collected stories of over 100 Ohioans, like Keita, to understand the social and economic impact of deportation. Some deportations happen after an immigrant commits a crime. But Seti's book highlights those who were deported for other reasons, things like failing to file the correct paperwork or losing an asylum case. Defenders of deportation say it's necessary for public safety and to deter people from entering into the country illegally, especially amid soaring unauthorized immigration and backlogged courts. But Seti is more concerned with the impact on individuals. She says deportation can leave scars on those left behind, especially children.
There is harm to them regardless of whether they stay in the U.S. or accompany their parent to the country that they are deported to. They experience distress. They fall behind in school. They become isolated and withdrawn.
Keita's two sons experienced depression when he left. Keita talks to them every day, but he says it's hard to support them. He sends his family money, but they could no longer afford their house and had to find a smaller apartment. But Seti says beyond the challenges that come with that sort of separation, the process itself is traumatic.
It's more than just being put on a plane and taken to a different country. The actual harm that this process creates and impacts is so much more than what it sounds like.
Some immigrants decide to leave voluntarily to avoid the sort of detention Keita faced. Biron Wayne is one of them. He watched many of his neighbors and his own brother get arrested. Without legal citizenship status, he feared being next. So in 2018, he left Columbus. He couldn't go back to his home country of Mauritania, where Black people like Wayne are persecuted. So he's starting over again in Senegal.
Almost 22 years and living in one place, almost half of your life. So Ohio is my second country.
He misses visits to the zoo with his kids, the business he ran, the neighborhood he lived in. And last May, he missed a funeral. His daughter died in a car accident. It's a loss that he has to carry far from his family and the community he considers home. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.